but he's the next speaker. So let me take time now to introduce Aditya Panchpandey. And he's an entrepreneur and an innovator who, while still a student of grade 9, is a force to reckon with in the field of education and innovation. He founded NextGen Innov 8 Global Solutions Private Limited, a company dedicated to spark the power of innovation in every child. As a way to combat COVID-19, he created the Suraksha Box, a UVC light sterilization box, which is used to sterilize essential items like food and groceries and protects all strains of COVID-19. The box also has a Government of India patent published with certified by ICMR approved lab, winner of multiple awards, and the youngest ever student to complete 3 summer academies at Harvard and an entrepreneurship course at Babson. He has an MOU with Harvard for bringing summer business academy programs to India. His session topic is My Journey as an Entrepreneur, NextGen Innov 8. I'm sorry about that. I think there were some technical issues. Helping others during pandemic to contribute and make the world a better place. Please welcome Aditya Panchpandey. I now welcome you. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. The floor is yours.
Thank you for the introduction. Am I audible?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good evening everyone. Today I'll share with all of you about my journey from a student to a keynote speaker to an inventor and now an entrepreneur. In my previous school, I was teased as a lecture man because I went beyond the syllabus in exams, and my teachers always discouraged me saying that what I was doing was useless and it will not come in the exams. But I persisted, and I soon realized that the people here just cared about marks and exams. In a classroom, there are students of the same age but different intellect, and those students with a different intellect are taught at the same pace. The main purpose of education is to prepare students for the future jobs and careers. Nowadays, the same teacher who used to teach from a textbook teaches from a smart board or a computer. Many edtech companies are focusing on digitizing the physical classroom. The problems still remain. They should focus more on new ways of delivering effective content in the digital world. And children are being asked questions to which answers are already known. And like the previous speaker also said, I also believe that age is just a number, but no barrier to success. When I was 12 years old, I wanted to start my own company, but I knew nothing about business or entrepreneurship. That's why I applied at the Summer Business Academy course at Harvard. I filled the application, sent it to them, and in a few days I received an email saying that my application was brilliant. But I was heartbroken, and it was because they did not accept me just because I did not fit into the age criteria. I was too young to do the course, but then I finally convinced them for a Skype interview and got accepted. Since I knew many kids won't get the same opportunity as I did, going to US, studying there, and when I was studying there, I realized why Harvard was number one. First of all, the teachers there cared a lot for the students, and more importantly, they gave real life and practical examples using case studies, and they would actually teach you in a way that you can apply those skills that you've learned there in your future or in your life. That's why I signed an MOU with them to bring their courses to India so that many deserving kids and teens would get the same opportunity as I did to learn such important skills. In fact, I have also been recently selected for EdgePair, which is actually now over. The theme of the conference was Reinventing with Resilience in August, so that's over. It is held every year, and there's Fortune 100 CEOs, global leaders, and delegates from all around the world. And till date, I have learned business from Harvard, entrepreneurship from Babson, design thinking at Stanford, and economics and management at Oxford. I went from being teased to a lecture man to really becoming a lecture man, to becoming a keynote speaker, speaking at various events like IIT Delhi, IIM's Global Business Summit, and various other events. I actually got my business idea by watching cartoons. Apart from the animation part, I really liked the various creative ideas and methodologies shown in cartoons. I used to watch Phineas and Ferb, Doraemon, and cartoons like that in my free time. And I thought about the future of mankind, and I envisioned these gadgets or these products that are essentially shown in the cartoons in real life, and how that would impact others' lives. And in a world deluged with so much irrelevant information, clarity is power, says one thinker. And if there's one power to solve the world and all of its problems, it's called innovation, says another. Now, it's very important to consider social innovation when learning about innovation, as it allows us to step up from a narrow ways of thinking, of engagement, to more divergent ways of thinking and engagement. And these are the factors that truly matter for further development of any kind of innovation. The millennial generation cares more about impact and sustainability, as they are very much aware and even concerned about it, and how students are being prepared and benefiting from them while doing good for others is especially what matters to others nowadays. And that's where entrepreneurship plays a major role, to encourage others to be different, to think critically, and also to impact the world. Mark Oliver, the co-author of Philip Kotler, the guru of marketing, has actually recently partnered with us. And we had actually launched a free charity webinar, 100 Minutes Marketing Webinar, sponsored by the UN World Food Program, and donated around 550 meals that day to deserving kids. We plan to bring more courses like that to the youth and to the experts. And that's when I learned, when you're trying to do something good for the world, other people will always join and support you. With that said, it is increasingly becoming more important to find our purpose for being, or ikigai. I'm not sure how many of you have heard about the Japanese term ikigai, but it creates a sense of meaning. It'll make you aware about what you love to do, what you're good at, and how you can contribute towards making the world a better place. It combines passion, drive, vision towards doing what you really want to do. And that sense of purpose is when you put into different events, into perspective, that will show you the really meaningful road, so that you can enjoy your entire journey. Because it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. I am pursuing my ikigai by following my passion, which is to promote innovation and give this powerful tool to every teacher and child in the world through NextGen Innovate Global Solutions Private Limited, and so that they can come up with unique solutions and make the world a better place. And when I started talking about this, I was teased as a lecture man, but I persisted, I followed my passion, and wherever I faced a problem, I tried to solve it. And we believe everyone in this world is capable of solving problems. Now, during these pandemic times, I think our generation will always be asked this question of how you contributed during the pandemic, or what all you did that would actually help someone in need during this pandemic time. I've always been inspired by Mahatma Gandhi's quote, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." Different challenges that we faced during the pandemic made me decide to do something about it. It had brought in so many hardships for so many human lives. It had disrupted the day-to-day lives of the entire population. And one such hardship that almost everyone has been facing in their houses or households, if you like to call it, is how to sterilize vegetables, groceries and parcels that we get from outside into our homes? Well, most people I have seen, they use various methods like exposing their groceries under the sun, or using baking soda or potassium permanganate, or even basic sanitizers to sterilize whatever they get from outside into their homes. However, these methods are not completely hygienic and they have their own drawbacks. They are very tedious, time consuming, they waste a lot of resources and chemicals, and that's why surface transmission is the major cause for the spread of the virus today. And I believe extreme times have always led human beings to be more creative, innovative, and come out with unique solutions. And this thought inspired me to innovate during the crisis. So, and that's why I created the Suraksha box. It's a UVC sterilization box that can be used to sterilize or decontaminate any kinds of groceries, electronics, wallets, currencies, any kind of items to protect, to give protection against all kinds of germs, bacteria, fungi, and all kinds of viruses, including COVID and all strains of COVID. It has an MCNI patent published, it's approved, recommended, and certified by ICMR, Government of India. It was launched on 2nd of October 2020. In accordance with Mahatma Gandhiji's 151st birth anniversary. And the goal is to provide 15,100 of these boxes to the underprivileged. And many people asked me when I received this patent, how am I planning to commercialize this product? And I immediately said, no, this is a time to help others and impact lives. And it's absolutely 1/5 the cost of anything else in the market, which makes it much more suitable for donations. Hello? Oh, sorry, that was just a chat. Okay. I had a great idea, and it was actually starting to create some impact. And in order to raise some funds, we partnered up with schools like Indus International School, SNPP School, Kalyani School, Gita Mata School, and we taught these students the life skill of crowdfunding for free through our masterclass. We spread awareness and collected over 1.5 million rupees, which is over 23 lakhs on the Fueler Dream platform, and used them to donate these boxes to the needy. Crowdfunding is one of the great skills to receive funds for any kind of idea. And if you are interested in that, please connect with me. We'll definitely sponsor you for one of our masterclasses. Now, using the principle of social innovation, the success of a product like Suraksha Box is entirely dependent on collaborative efforts. And 2020, from what I recall, it was a year where people could not act, but mostly react. And these challenges were beyond anything environmental or political. And now more than ever, we need to prepare the future generation to think differently, to be more creative and come up with solutions. And a pandemic brought by a contagious virus does not discriminate, but it only affects people from every single walk of life due to surface transmission. And because of problems like these, we need to bring forth systems adopting social innovation early on for children to understand. I appeal to each one of you in the audience to check out the campaign that we are launching, spread awareness about it. Anyone can join, be it an individual, teacher, student, organization, where they can learn the skill of crowdfunding and help to save others' lives. We also have made a DIY, a do-it-yourself version of the kit, where on 2nd of October this year will be assembled by thousands of students in various different schools at a time. It will be a very nice practical social innovation science project. And to make sure that this message reaches more people to have a bigger impact, we have decided to have this as a world record attempt to assemble the maximum number of DIY UVC kits ever done in a single day. And once assembled, they can be kept for self-use or even donated to an underprivileged person or a vegetable vendor or anyone else. I feel that kids are much more innovative than adults, mainly because they don't have a fear of failure. And being a kid, I came up with a solution which, when implemented, created huge impact. And I believe every other child out there and each one of you have the potential to come up with these solutions and solve problems. Children just need the right guidance, resources, and an ecosystem to provide that. And that is exactly what I envision Next Gen Innovate and the Next Gen Innovate Social Foundation to provide. Our vision is to give the power of innovation to every teacher and child in the world so that they can come up with various creative ideas to problems faced by their families, communities, or even global issues and help make the world a better place. Our mission is to set up innovation clubs in every possible school in the world to teach children all around the world various important skills like critical thinking, innovation, problem solving to secure their future. Let's pledge for a safe environment, help each other protect ourselves, save others' lives during these challenging times. And I once again appeal to all of you here to join us in such a noble cause, inform as many people as you can, and even possibly participating to save multiple lives of people during these challenging times. And I'll end with one note. The only way we can get out of a crisis like this is prevention rather than cure, and supporting each other. Thank you. I'm open to questions now.